purist global warming star said we should use less paper when tending to hygienic needs. We should begin to taper our use of trees and bark and pulp and forest. Do not linger. Restrict yourself to one small sheet to protect your index finger. It soon became a global joke, although it lit the issue, but in hindsight, forgive the pun, cowboys rarely see a tissue. To prove my point, take Western art. Replete with cowboy wrecks and landscapes big and beautiful, were there any bright white flecks? Paper in the sagebrush or adorning Roundup scenes? I mean, did Russell edit them all out? Or are cowboys so dang clean they never littered? I mean, not even once? Now that I strongly doubt. They used what was available, the practical way out, which isn't always pretty. Some things are rough and coarse, like willer limbs. You hold the ends and drag it back and forth, or pine tree boughs to scoot along on sticky dripping sap, or your shirt tail accidentally, or the fringes on your shafts. The cottons have their wheatgrass. Coloradans, cockle burrs. Californians use exotic fruits. They come in his and hers. Wyoming and Montana claim that sheep can oft suffice. And a farmer up in Utah said you can use a seagull twice. The Indians wore a loincloth as their chosen mode of dress. The front, to protect their modesty. Behind, well, you can guess. Oh, how I envy cowboys who live where there are trees. Because amongst the brush and prickly pear, the dank sure ain't no leaves. So I'm reduced to horny toads and jagged sun-baked rocks. But there have been times, desperate times, I rode home with no socks. And yes, I've used tortillas, and I've found along the trail. I rummaged in my pocket for a baby cotton tail. Almost anything you can think of, a cowboy's probably tried. Though barbed wire fence and icicles might be hard to stay astride. We should give them carbon credits. Because the Western artists show they leave no sign of paper sheets or Charmin in the snow. So we tip our hat to cowboys who deserve to get their due and be recognized as number one in the art of number two. Thank you all for having me. Thank you.